Microplastics found deep in lungs of living people for the first time. Well, why would that be? It's from the masks. That's a nice little microplastics in your lungs. Gotta love that. Glad I never wore it. So remember, Fauci said the pandemic was over. Oops. I guess that was a mistake. Now he goes on to NPR and says, no, the pandemic is not over. So he's flip-flopping again. Masks work. Masks don't work. Masks do nothing. Masks need to be worn at all times. The pandemic is over. The pandemic isn't over. Just get out of our lives, you miserable creep. You rat. Ugh. Why do these people think they can run your life? Jerks, man. COVID mandates for White House Correspondents' Dinner don't apply to all. Well, what are you talking about? So get this. This is just, I mean, you want to talk about the clown world, and it just shows you that most of these Democrats are either just clowns themselves or they really are just that stupid. Because, so here's what's happening at the Correspondents' Dinner. First of all, Biden's not going to go. Or he says he might go but skip dinner. Okay, what does that even mean? I guess, you know, he can't be trusted to control his bowel movements for 3 hours, so they're just going to have him do an appearance after they've wiped his ass. They don't want him shuffling around with his Parkinson's disease and his shuffles with, you know, crap dripping down his leg, I guess. So he's probably not even going to make the Correspondents' Dinner, or maybe he'll make an appearance after they wipe his butt. But no, it's not even that. So they have COVID-19 precautions for the Correspondents' Dinner, and they've said everybody going to the Correspondents' Dinner has to have a negative COVID test in order to attend. Doesn't stop there. Now, they're saying if you are an attendee of the Correspondents' Dinner, you don't have to wear a mask, and they haven't even mentioned a vaccine mandate, just negative test. And you can get in, or you can show proof of vaccination, but it's not mandatory. So you either have to take a test to get in or show your vaccine and to get in, but you don't have to wear a mask. That is unless you are working the event. Why do we put up with this? Why do we put up with being slaves in our own country? Why do we sit here and claim we're free men when we're not? So just wait till the optics here. They may change it, realizing how dirty these optics are. They may not, because they're all a-holes. So all the politicos and the elites and the mediaites, they're all going to be at the Correspondents' Dinner not wearing a mask. And all the chefs and all the servers and the waitresses and the busboys and the hostesses, they'll all be masked up like good little slaves. You know, I just can't even believe it. I can't relate to it. I don't get it. I don't want to get it. It's psychotic. It's delusional. It's dangerous. It's satanic. Tennessee allows pharmacists to prescribe ivermectin to treat COVID-19. Oh, that's nice. You can treat yourself for a sickness with an effective treatment. Oh, that's, thank you, government. Thank you so much. Oh, you must love me. You're letting me live. Oh, the government's letting me live. Oh, thank you, government, for letting me live today.
For the longest, man, I try to tell you Alex Jones was right. If we're going down, we ain't going down without a fight. But we ain't going down. The globalists are going down, that's right. You can see into the future watching Alex Jones tonight. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. There's a war on for your mind, it's time to win it.
Microplastics found deep in lungs of living people for the first time. Well, why would that be? It's from the masks. That's a nice little microplastics in your lungs. Gotta love that. Glad I never wore it. Medical examiner says former Missouri State Rep Cora Walker died from heart disease. Looks like another vaccine side effect. Very sad there. Scientific Journal paper suggests making it a federal hate crime to criticize Fauci. Yeah, he is science. And these are authoritarian tyrants we're dealing with. Fauci is one of the leaders of them. So that's how you do that. And then the Biden administration is continuing their move to try to ban menthol cigarettes. You know, there's so many responses I could give to that insanity, but we'll just leave it at that. Now, here is a lady who tried to file a VAERS report for her vaccine side effect, and they never got her report. Here she is talking about it in clip four.
Hey, guys. So I'd love to give you an update on my VAERS report. I was contacted again today by VAERS via email stating that they had not received any of my documents, any of my doctor's names, any of the hospital names, and none of the information that I have given them, which we all know is wildly incorrect. So this being like the fourth time that this has happened, I decided to call them once again. Now, if you know about VAERS, which you should at this point, then you know that that's exactly what the CDC uses and relies on to like get reports on any type of V injury. Okay, so it's not just this V, it's on any V injury. But this is what they use. This is their system that they manage, they run, and they use. So I get them on the phone and they ask for my report number like 50 freaking times. Okay, whatever. I'm being dramatic thinking that that's a problem, right? They finally get somebody on the phone. Her dog's barking in the background. We all work from home, not a big deal. So I think whatever. They say they can't find my record, so they are going to call me back. And at this point, I just start like laughing and I'm like, okay, call me back then. So they stuck to their word and they did call me back. I believe this lady's name was Yvonne, something like that. We'll just call her Yvonne just in case I got it wrong. She tells me a couple of things that I had not heard before. Number one, if you remember correctly, I updated you guys a month or so ago where they told me the hospital never actually reported it. That was VAERS who told me that. Today, I was told by Yvonne that the hospital did report it. Not only was I told that they reported it, I was told the employee's name and the date and the time and everything when they reported it. She was a nurse and she was told to report it by the doctor is what the report stated. And I was also concerned that my diagnosis was not in the report, but she told me that my Guillain-Barré, my pericarditis, my gastroparesis, my POTS syndrome, all of it was in the diagnosis. So that's a good thing, right? So then I get to the good stuff.
So the full video is 8 minutes long. And guys, let's upload the full video to the War Room channel on band.video if you want to go watch the full 8 minute long video, her entire breakdown there, but you get the gist of it from that. But we'll put the full video up on band.video. But let's just quickly review here. Trump announces Operation Warp Speed to get a vaccine out as soon as possible because they hold the economy hostage over COVID. So then the left and the Democrats, including Biden and Harris, all say we're not taking Trump's vaccine. It's going to be a killer vaccine. We won't take it. As soon as Biden gets in office, all of a sudden that exact same vaccine is now safe and effective. But of course, we all know it's neither safe nor effective. There's at least 30,000 vaccine deaths in America from the COVID vaccine that we know of on record, 30,000. And the VAERS reports even admits that it's probably only 10% of the reports that make it. So, okay, what are the real numbers? 300,000 dead from the COVID vaccine that doesn't stop you from getting COVID, doesn't stop you from dying from COVID, and doesn't stop you from spreading COVID. I just laid out all the facts. What conclusion would you reach from those facts? Is it that the government wants you to live or the government wants you to die?
And we've been getting a lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those. You know who you are that have been giving the donations. Please go to Infowars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1 million, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. Infowarsstore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, Infowars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. Infowars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you.